Patient's name is Serenity Hunter. First name Serenity. Last name Hunter. Date of birth is 2/29/2012. Date of service is 6/1/2022. History of present illness. This 10-year-old female presents to the clinic accompanied by her mom. Patient states she woke up this morning with a sore throat. Approximately 2 hours ago, though, she did have some complaints of a diarrhea and subjective fever. Mom states she did not have a thermometer, but she did feel very warm. She did give Tylenol, and on arrival, temperature is only 98.4. Patient states she's also been lightheaded for a week. She has been having spines and symptoms of premenstrual symptoms like cramping and some light reddish discharge. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current med denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies exposure to secondhand smoke. ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 117/69, heart rate 78, respiratory 16, temp 98.4, O2 98. She weighs 86 pounds. Physical exam, general. She's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed. HEENT, mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. Neck, negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Respirations, even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel signs times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4. Gait steady, skin swarm dry, no rash, no lesions. Please add addendum to HEENT. Her bilateral tympanic membranes are intact. She has a mild erythema to the posterior pharynx with no tonsillar enlargement. Assessment and plan, number 1, gastroenteritis, number 2, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, number 3, pharyngitis. Patient will be given a prescription of amoxicillin, take twice a day for 10 days, and then a prescription of Bromfed for just symptom relief. If she has any worsening of symptoms, she'll return to the clinic for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom is actually going to hold on to the antibiotic and not begin it until she has, unless she gets worse in the next 2 to 3 days. She's more than welcome to return to the clinic if she has worsening of symptoms. Mom does agree with the plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.